Fantastic. Welcome all those who over BBS Radio. Thank you for being here, and we have some more people joining us over the conference phone line. Welcome you all, and those who just came in, if you want to please say your name and location.
Hi, Tammy in Playa Del Rey.
Hello, I hear, who's it from Playa Del Rey?
Yes, hi.
To the call, and another gentleman, please say your name and location.
Hi, hello, South Carolina.
Hi, welcome to the call.
South Carolina.
South Carolina represented. Thank you for being here.
Michael Waterville.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome
Michael,
to the call. All right. So, Wynn, I'm going to turn off the dings. It's 10:02. Pick it
all
up
right.
From here.
I think so. Let me see if Terry's on the line. Hello, Terry.
I have not seen her here. Yes, she is here, right?
Paging Miss Brown.
No, she's not here yet. It was BBS. Terry is not here yet, right?
Just a second.
All right, then we have the line still open. I welcome those who just came in. If you want to, please name a location.
Hi, this is Gail from New Jersey.
Hey, Gail, welcome to the call.
Oh, welcome to you. I'm glad to hear from all of you.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, call up.
Yes.
All right.
We hear you, Terry.
Carolyn, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, good afternoon, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Who's that in Pennsylvania? Carolyn?
Carolyn, and I'm wearing my new gold pendant.
All right.
Thank you.
Morning, Wynn.
Hi.
Who is that?
Hi, this is Julia. Thank you for the love you sent me on Wednesday. It really helped.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Carolyn, are you the same Carolyn that had pneumonia so bad?
Michael just checked in.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Wynn.
Yes.
Terry is here, yeah?
Terry, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Love to you, sister.
Thank you.
Okay. Now that microphone is a little bit weak, you know?
My microphone?
Let's mute the lines and see what happens.
Put it closer to your mouth, would you?
Pretty close to my mouth right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's better. Okay.
Okay.
I did mute the lines, Wynn.
Yeah, okay. It's not quite as loud as the cell phone, Mike, but it's okay. We can hear you. And we're on the radio. I better start our little recording. Hang on a second.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is May 19th, 2013. And this is Wynn Free in Sedona, Terry Brown in Sedona. And this is our Sunday morning grid healing. And those of you that are just checking in or checking in late, we just went through the most beautiful, just everyone saying hello to each other in the half hour before the call. And I can't promise it'll always be super uplifting, but it was today. And it's nice to feel acknowledged. And in fact, I'm starting this new policy of watching my emails during the call. So if any of you would like to send an email greeting to the people that are listening, and you're listening on the internet, I'll read some of those during the course of the call so that you can feel you're not just an anonymous person in the middle of Uganda or somewhere although Carol in Uganda does come on and talk. But I know there's people listening in other countries. Now, if you are listening on the replay, you're out of luck. You're just going to have to know that you are felt and heard and you're part of it. Because what we're doing here, you know, there's not just one thing we're doing. This is like kind of a broadband expression. But the most important thing we're doing is we're learning how to experience group energy, not how to understand it intellectually. Because you could talk about it around the block, and still not have the experience of it. And the idea that, let me see, I'm going to say something in a way that I don't believe I've said it before, and that is that it would be like you have your body and you have your mind and you have your intention, and then you have an energy body, and your energy body, you can't see it. It's invisible, and you have to learn about your energy body by experimentation, by observation. But the one thing I've learned, and I think other people on this line have learned, is that your energy body is at the effect of your intention, i.e., if you can send your energy body, and I don't even know if send is the right word. You can expand it. You can send it to another energy body, honoring free will, and you can then touch that other energy body and make a connection. And they can do that back to you. But you won't make the connection. Now, how can you utilize free will when you're not asking them? You're just sending it, right? Well, you just add for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And if it's not something that they would be receptive to, it won't go. They won't accept it. It'll bounce back to you. And you can see how this works. And at first, you'll think it's your imagination. You'll think, am I really doing that? Am I just making this up? Because you're working with these invisible forces. So it's not like you can validate it, like getting, you can validate your body walks from the bedroom to the kitchen. You can validate that. You can see the scenery change. But say if you send your energy body to your sister who's in another state and you surround her with loving energy, you can't see that. Did it really go or didn't it? You have to practice this. It's an exercise that you have to do for a while till you get the validation that this really works. It's like Carlo Ruckert, who has been recovering from an operation. Many people, she's very sensitive, and she can feel it. It's like right now, if we all send our energy to Carlo Ruckert for healing, particularly those of you that have heard her and felt her, because she's really present when she's on the line with me. And so you have felt her energy, not just her words, you felt her love. And we can send that to her. We can send energy to her. And we just surround her with our loving energy. And one of the subtleties of this is when you're doing it with a person who can receive it, it comes back to you in a beautiful way. You can feel an upliftment inside yourself, and it actually reinforces your own energy. And that's easy to feel with Carla. You could do it with Terry. It's easy to feel with Terry. Now we could try sending that to Dick Cheney. And we're not going to just do this for a moment, but now I still feel the uplifted energy in me, but I can't feel it coming back because it's blocked. And then I'm sure I could pick another famous person who puts their energy out in a loving way, and we would feel it back. And this is a very subtle thing. You can test things. You can watch the news and decide which commentators you can trust, because some of them are very charismatic and they're good-looking and very articulate, but you can't send energy to them. It's blocked. And it's probably most of them fit into that category. But if you find someone you can send energy to and it comes back, then they may be trustworthy. Now, this is not emotional energy we're dealing with. It's not like a feeling of loving emotional energy. This is different. This is soul energy that you are learning how to be master of. And that on these calls, it's exactly what we do on these calls all the time. And really, it's quite amazing that we can do this. And even for me, in fact, especially for me, this has been a learning experience, because when we started this, I didn't know where it's going to go. I didn't know this would work this way. I didn't know we could create such a loving energy with a group of strangers that couldn't even see each other. And yet we are doing it. The proof is in the pudding. I didn't know that when you expand this idea of sending energy and feeling energy, you know, it's one thing to do it with humans. And of course, we can't even see each other, but we're still humans. We can hear each other oftentimes, usually, if we talk. But then we have these sources in other dimensions, and they're invisible, and they can't talk, although we're lucky enough that they can talk to us through Terry, and they can give their points of view, and they can tell us how it feels to receive us, and that they can, just as you can send energy to someone here in the physical, and we just did that with Carla, we can send energy to them, and they can send energy to us. Let's try that. Just have that intention. Let's send energy and love to the Elohim. And if you're sensitive, you can notice the qualities of the energies that are coming back to you. Not everyone's going to notice that, but some of you, when we sent the energy to Carla, and Carla is a very, very, very open human being, it had a certain quality to it. And when we sent it to the Elohim, it had a different quality to it. And let's try to focus sending energy to the Ra group, okay? And that has a certain quality to it. Now, the first time you feel this, the question is when suggesting this, am I just being suggestible? Can I really feel energy from a source outside my body in another dimension? And was that it? When I felt that, was that the energy, or was I making it up? So this is where you have to experiment. You can go through the course of your day, and you can say, I'm sending energy to the Elohim right now, and shut your eyes if you can. Not when you're driving, of course. And learn how to have an energetic relationship with them. You know, you can see, I can see anyway, about how in past epics that this idea of God came about, you know, the traditional idea, because you don't have to know it's Elohim. If you said, I'm sending energy to God, and something came back, you could say, God's answering. And how people could create that exalted position of prostrating themselves for God and doing God's will. Well, as this has unfolded for me, I usually don't use that terminology of God's will. And when we've asked the question about it, it's more like our planet and our universe is a conglomerate of all these different beings and all these different intentions all melded together. And God does not force anything. This force we call God, and when we asked the Elohim, do you really like being worshipped? Did you really like that? And they said, no, it creates a division. It creates a you and a I. And in fact, the way they explained it was they were like our brothers, our friends, but they're in another dimension. And they want to be our friends, but it's very hard for them to make an authentic connection with someone in this realm. And so I believe that's what we're doing here. We're creating the opportunity to make a connection with what seems to be the most highest, loving, powerful forces in the universe. And when we have the connection, it's like they can be there helping you. They can be there adding to your intentions. So when you want something to happen, you can have this huge team of support. Of course, there's a criteria. It's got to be honoring free will. It's got to be for the highest good of all concerned. Why do they keep showing up on our calls with this great energy that so many people can feel? It's because, from their standpoint, this is something, and they say this over and over again, they are so glad to have this opportunity to connect, to make this connection in this realm. Our realm has been in quarantine. It's been separated. It's been in division. It is filled with people, particularly at the top, who have less than honorable intentions, that would be wanting to enslave other people and trap their energies. And this realm has been trapped. It has been trapped. And this energy that we're bringing in has the ability to not only untrap us, but potentially to untrap the realm and to bring in an energy from above the controlling energies in this realm and start to infiltrate and lift everything. And that's the potential. Now, whether we're going to reach that potential for the realm or not remains to be seen, but we certainly can reach it for ourselves. To be able to affiliate with this energy, with these energetic friends, that you can learn how to connect with them in the course of your day, and having inner friendship energetically that keeps lifting you above all the miasms of the realm. And that can be done. And everyone here that's listening has that potential. And, you know, if you have a glimmer of truth in what I'm saying, if it makes sense, and you're one of those people that is struggling in this realm, saying, how do I get through this? And you're feeling on this call an upliftment of that energy. You are making the connection. You are learning how to make the connection. And if you can do it on this call, you can do it in your life. And at the beginning stages of this, one of the things to do is eat up everything that has this energy attached to it. Like, and many people are learning this, we have a site up called the Spirit Channel, thespiritchannel.net. No hyphens or underlines, just one big word, thespiritchannel.net. And it has hundreds of our calls on it with transcripts. And these calls have this energy on them. And if you're one of those people that says, I want more of that, go to the Spirit Channel and start listening to the archives. Download them on an MP3. Listen to them while you drive to work, while you drive home. Turn off the TV. The TV does not have these energies in it. The TV will bring you into lower energies, as will the newspapers. So get this energy established and learn to hold this connection. And it's not that hard. It's just that you have to want to. And I'm telling you how I see that it works. Everyone has to go through a ramp-up process, a dedication to saying, I want this. You need a certain active intent to make it happen. It doesn't just happen passively. At least, maybe I won't say that as an absolute, but for most people, there needs to be some kind of intent to bring these energies in and to learn that you can call on these invisible intelligences and that they can answer with an energy blast. And I highly suggest that if you do this and you make this dedication to make these kinds of connections, don't look for the experience of channeling. It's one way that you can totally screw yourself up, because as your energy expands into other dimensions, as you reach the higher planes, then you become more visible to what I call the negative, because in the other dimensions, there's both negative and positive. And the negative will often feel those energies of your expansion. And if you haven't anchored it very strongly, if you're still new at it, they can ride that energy, and they can show up as a voice in your head, and they will tell you they're the Elohim, and they won't be. And they will now start to direct you and say, aren't you lucky? We've been looking for someone to talk to. And you'll start to give up your power to them, thinking you're doing some really good service. And in fact, you're not. There was a time in our group a few years ago where there was a woman who was suddenly had been mentioning casually that she was channeling and getting voices in her head. And then a couple of months later, someone told me, who was one of the more active people on this line, and they said that they were going to these sessions of so-and-so, where they were calling in the light, and that she told them not to tell Witt about it because she was talking to the Elohim, and they wanted her to prove herself. And so this was going on for 2 months. And when I heard about it, I said, this is kind of weird. But I didn't immediately say it wasn't them. I said it could have been. So then I did a session with both Daphne and Terry at the time. And I asked about it. And in both cases, they said this was not the Elohim. This was a negative source that was trying to take over the line and divide the group that we were building, and that I needed to tell everybody that was participating with this woman. And they could make their own decisions, but that's how tricky this gets. Because a voice says it's the Elohim, doesn't mean it's the Elohim. Because it's a voice that says it's the Elohim today, and then you think it's the same voice talking to you tomorrow, is it the Elohim tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day? You don't know. Now, Carla Rucker has her ways of tuning, which really is another way of saying bringing energies in, group energies. It's like when Carla Rucker was doing the raw material, she had three people holding space and one person holding her hand, because they were establishing a group energy. And within the context of the group energy that they were holding, it created a resting place, a landing spot for the energies of the higher realms to touch down, and that she couldn't do it just by herself. It needed that landing, an airfield. It needed an airport, and the three of them were creating an airport. So when you're by yourself and you're getting voices, that doesn't mean it couldn't be a higher source, but you have to be extremely careful because it could change on the spin of a dime. And it's very hard to figure out when that happens. In fact, the best of the best humans get fooled. It's why religions get corrupted. It's if a voice starts talking to you and they say they're God or this is Jesus or the Elohim, and you have this special ability and that you've been chosen and they have a mission for you, I would suggest running the other direction. You know, in this work that we're doing, I had to evaluate that very, very carefully at the beginning. And it took me quite a few years to even scratch the surface of how to do this. And there were times when there were voices coming through that were talking to me that I wasn't sure if they were saying something legitimate or if they were stroking my ego. But they didn't ask me to do anything. Almost everything we're doing has been totally my volition. And what I learned is that if I would do something, they would show up and energetically support it. And so all I had to do was think of things to do to allow those energies to show up. And that's why we're doing this call. That's why we have Team Shift. Team Shift if you're one of those people that feels alienated and stuck, Team Shift is a daily meeting of four or five people that Edna is coordinating that you can meet every day and create your own little community. And it really has worked. For people that have been doing it, it's really helped them make connection to the higher realms and hold the space. And usually, if you do that, there is some outward shift, manifestation. First of all, you might feel better. You might feel more uplifted. You might have more synchronicities. You might, whatever, you know, something happens. But oftentimes people have expectations which are too big for the moment. In other words, to make these connections, you have to break down a lot of your own patterns. And they don't break down for most people immediately. It takes time. It can take months or years. And particularly in this period of time, because of the shift, because we're at the cycle end, things can be broken down faster energetically than any other time in history because the energies are so high. But it still takes perseverance, commitment, vision, and intention on your part to make those changes occur. And we are providing this anchor point of these calls, which is an incredibly valuable resource because it keeps reaffirming this. Otherwise, you get lost in the 3D world again. If you want this to happen, if you want this experience, then you have to make a high commitment for it. And this is not just a movie theater. You're not just going to the Sunday morning show and then go back to the rest of your life. Because this is a life. This is a new life. A new life of affiliation with the universe. A new life of being a cosmic celestial being in a physical body, a new life of lifting, learning how to lift the vibration of your space and the people in it and the earth. And that once you learn that, not only are you a much more effective human being, you are establishing yourself in the higher realms. And when you leave this realm, and this is my belief, when you leave this realm, you will then have established places to go to that are higher than being forced to reincarnate on Earth. And it's as simple as that. That's how you get off the wheel of reincarnation by establishing your energies in higher realms while you're in a body. And so now you have an anchor point. It's kind of like you live in a house and then you put a tent in the woods. No one knows where your tent is but you. And you go back and forth between yourself and the little tent. It's in this very idyllic location. And that the house is going to be gone when you die, but the tent is going to be there when you're on the other side. And that if you've built that tent, then you have a higher future to look forward to. Now, that's the way I think it works, something like that. Well, whether it works that way or not, which we can't prove, we do know that as you build these connections, as you build this expanded energy, as you do that, you have things change in your life right now, in your human side. But you have to be patient. You have to be patient with yourself. And you have to not think of yourself as a failure if it's not happening quickly enough. You have got to stay the intention. You have to hold through. And you have to not give up. Now, I don't usually use the word faith in the context of the work we're doing. But if we were ever going to use the word faith, this is where it would work. Because it's where you're not having an experience right now. And you hear all these people that are talking about this experience, and you're not having it. Now, when you come to that conclusion, there's a couple ways you can respond to it in yourself. You could say, I'm not having it because I'm worthless. I'm no good. Everybody else will have it, but I'll never have it. So I just may as well be a selfish human and see what I can get on the human side. You could say it that way, or you can just say, I'm worthless, I'm doomed, I'm going to hell, I'll never graduate this realm. And there's something wrong with me, and God doesn't love me, and Elohim don't love me, and I don't feel the energies on the line, and that's one way. Now, this is the place, if you ever felt that way, this is the place where you need to apply faith. This is where the word faith can actually help, because I'm telling you that you can have it. You have to sit through the darkness. You have to keep your intention and your vision focused. And you have to wait out your negative patterns. And it will shift. When will it shift? It might shift in a week. It might shift in a month. And it might shift in a year. So you can't focus on the end result. But you can focus on the vision and the intent and the faith that if you hold it, it will change. If you hold those visions, things will shift. And when they do, you'll go, aha, I understand it. And all those negative patterns that have been plaguing you will suddenly melt away, dissolve. And you'll understand how they left. And now you'll have the wisdom to be a teacher for other people. That's when you get wisdom. Wisdom comes from working through your own negativity and seeing how you got through it. And when you know how you got through it, you can be a guide to help other people get through it. And if it was lifted from you without you knowing how you got through it, not only would you not have the wisdom to share with others, you wouldn't have the discernment to know how to stay out of the things that brought it in. And so you would most likely bring it back. So the key here is, by going through it in a way that you understand it, once you master that, it doesn't come back. It stays away. And this has to do with depression. It has to do with money and finances. It has to do with connecting with the higher realms. It has to do with loving your wife or your girlfriend or your children and being a better parent. It has to do with feeling worthless, which so many people in this realm feel. And it cannot be lifted from you without your doing your part. Now, the good thing about this work we're doing is that when you're doing your part, you've got a team supporting you. You got a team in the physical. We got a bunch of people on this phone call. We have all these things. We have team shift. We have ways of coordinating with other people so that you can hold while all this work is being done for you to release these patterns. And we have a team on the other side, our invisible team, that when you make a complete full commitment, and you're serious, and you keep putting that intent out, then you get their energetic support to help you move through all these things. So all you have to do is get on the train and be patient and enjoy the ride. Don't worry about when you get to the destination. The more you enjoy the ride, faster you get to the destination, and the faith comes in the area that you will get to the destination. You will. If you hold your intent high, you will get to the destination. So don't worry about the day-to-day ups and downs. Hold the space. And then use our materials. Use our materials as much as you can. You know, no one that I know of is putting out this kind of body of information. Maybe Carla Ruckert, but it's different. Her stuff is different than ours, where we have the Spirit Channel with so many of these calls and so many approaches to the topic. And so many conversations with these voices that say they're the Elohim and Ra'an, etc. And fill yourself up with that, because it is all filled with high-frequency stuff that will shift you. And it's there. Don't think because it's free, it's not some of the most sacred material on this planet right now. And it's free so that no one is denied the opportunity to utilize it.
Vin, I want to recommend everybody the Creator God books. Want to talk to you. It's just awesome.
Yeah, which I just sent out 2 days ago, and also I recommend you can get a hard copy. And what's the advantage of a hard copy? Well, the disadvantage is $15. The advantage is that the hard copy grounds the energy. Putting it on print and having it in your hand in the room has a certain grounding that you may not be able to get from the PDF file, although many people who have the PDF file have printed it. But by the time you print it and use the ink, it probably costs as much. And not only that, as further grounding, both Terry and I are signing it. And that's our energy right on the book. So we just sent out that email, and we don't usually sell them. I don't think I've ever put it up for sale in a hard copy in our mailings. And we just happened to have some left over from a show we did. And I said, let's put it out. But if people get it, then we'll keep it. If it shows itself to be something people really like, we'll keep it out there. But I would recommend it. I would recommend it because there's certain aspects to a book that you can't do with a PDF. For example, and I used to do this all the time, you pick up a book and you say, I wonder what I'm supposed to read today. And you open it up and it lands on the page you're supposed to read. You can't do that with a PDF file, not very easily. And what are the other advantages of a book? You can take it with you. You can sit in Starbucks and read it. And as you read the book, it starts to move the energy so you feel shifts inside of yourself. So thank you, Hayes, for bringing that up. But, you know, the thing is you're on a journey, and we're laying down a track that if you choose to follow the track, it's really going to increase your chances of getting to where you want to go. And I am sure there are other people laying down tracks out there. There are other people giving you paths to the same thing. And we're not the only ones. But we do have some unique qualities inherent in the work we're doing that I haven't seen other people do. Number one is we have such an enormous amount of stuff available, both on the internet and on these free calls we do three times a week. Number two, we have between Terry, myself, and sometimes Daphne, we have an amazing panoply of talent here that is creating this. And, you know, I know I see my own value here. Sometimes people think, why is Wynn talking so much? You know, isn't he on an ego trip? Why doesn't he let the Elohim talk? But I see, I actually did not want to take this position. But I learned that if I utilized my talents as a communicator and as a writer, and not only that, even my technical talents to figure out internet stuff, which I've had to figure out. No one ever taught me that. It was like out of need, I got to get this out, spending hours and hours learning. But at least I had the propensity to learn the technical things, because I come from a background where I was a physics major, where I was building transmitters, you know. So if I apply myself to it, I pick it up. And it's the only reason you guys are getting emails, because I figured out what to do all these things on the internet. So that this is not like a one-shot enlightenment. I mean, it's not like I can turn it over to Terry and Elohim will talk to us and boom, everyone shifts. No. In fact, the first time you make that connection, it's like, oh, geez, what do I do now? And you find out that you just suddenly entered a whole new process in your life of expansion. And so I know I have extraordinary talents to help bring this to more people. And sometimes they have described it as our group has got a full spectrum or broadband. Broadband is the word. And what does broadband mean? It's like we can be very sacred here. We can bring in these very refined energies that you can feel. And yet we can tell dirty jokes before the call is starting and, you know, cover the spectrum of everything so that we're not holier than now. We're not, you don't ever have to feel any of this holier than now energy in this work we do, because there is no such thing as holier than now. You are holier than now. We are all one. We're a team of evolving each other, of helping each other evolve. And that's how it works fastest. And it does work. You know, I think it was last Sunday. Let's see. I can tell this story. Maybe I should have her talk. Is Donna in Great Falls there? Do you want to do a star six? Hello, Donna. Donna, are you there? Hello, Donna. Donna, I'll just tell you what happened. You know, she was at the very beginning of the call, and she said she had a terrible staph infection, and her doctor was telling her she was going to have to go to the hospital the next day. And she asked if we could do something. Now, I am in a quandary when somebody asks that. And one of the reasons is I know that many of you would like help, individual help, in support of your own issues that you're going through. And if I do this for one person, I should do it for everybody. And if I do it for everybody, this call would be going in a different direction. And if more people start coming into our group, which I think will happen, then I will need to spend 48 hours every day working with all the people that need help, which I can't do. I'll burn myself out. Terry will burn herself out. But in the case of Donna, we did it. We did it at the beginning of the call. Now, why did we do it with Donna? The reason is she's been coming in to the calls regularly. We got to know her. If she was at the beginning of the calls, always saying hello to everybody, helping to be a foundational energy. And so as you start doing that, as you commit to these calls, commit to the energies of it, then I start to feel you in a personal way. And if I feel you in a personal way, it's more of a compulsion to deal with something in a personal way. It's kind of like the people that are doing the transcription. Sometimes they'll ask me for something, and they're supporting this work. If you're coming in and we don't hear from you, and you're coming in one time and you say, fix me, we can send you the light. There's energies on these calls, and oftentimes people, I don't even know who they are. I mean, they send me an email, and they tell me how something shifted for them as a result of being on the call, okay? And but Donna put her staph infection in the light, and we did it for everybody. and we did it as a special focus. And the next day it went away. Everything cleared for her. Now I got a message here from Rosalie Tackett, who's been listening, and I said I was going to be looking at my emails, and she said, I started keeping the energies around me all day, every day, and asking, thanking. It's a new habit for me. Two big changes. 20-point drop in my diastolic blood pressure. My energy is lighter around my sister, and she is more positive. And Rosalie, thank you for sharing that and validating, you know, the kinds of things I've been talking about. And let's see here. Any other good messages? Oh, hey, Bud in LaGrange, Georgia. Hey, Bud, we got your email, and thank you so much. You just saying hello. And let's see who else is here. We have Jeannie. And she's thanking me for introducing her to Michael, who did a healing session with her, which she said was mind-expanding. Thank you, Jeannie. And if you wonder who Michael is, listen to last Monday's conference call where I introduced Michael to our group, and he was a healer. And afterwards, I asked our sources through Terry if it was, from their point of view, if it was safe to recommend him, and they said it was. So he's been working with people. He works on a donation basis, so he's probably going to get more work than he could dream of. And so we do have our healing list that we go to every Sunday. Let me see, who else do we have? We have Christopher in who's getting negatively attacked in Tennessee, who's had this bout with drugs for a long time, and we just send our light and support to Christopher to get through this. And let's see. Lisa is sending love and light energy in San Francisco. Thank you, Lisa. And you know, one of the things that's here in my email thing is 163 friend requests in Facebook. You know, I have not faced Facebook or LinkedIn for a long time. And if you're one of those people that have put in a friend request for me, I haven't looked at them. And I will, though. I'm getting up to it. And Sija in England, she says, thanks, Lynn. What a brilliant talk. What you were talking about brings me such comfort, and I have had many changes that I haven't mentioned to you both on the inside and in my life. And thank you for the email. And see, I am reading emails. And, you know, for a long time, I was so afraid I'd get pulled off balance, and that I acted like you guys weren't there, except as a group, you know, just as an audience. And it's like we're moving into the place where it feels really good to feel you as humans. You are humans. I am human. We are all here together as humans. We're all facing this huge period of time that we're in. It's called a shift. And that we know there's these wars between positive and negative going on. And some of you, if you're listening to our calls, are learning how that works. And we are part of shifting the energies to create the most positive outcome for our planet and for ourselves. Every one of you who learns, just showing up on these calls is casting a vote. And as you learn to hold these energies, you become part of the Team Shift, which is the name of our subset group for Planetary Shift. And it's quiet. It's not like anyone knows what you're doing, but you're doing it. You're changing the vibration in your life and in the people around you. You know, the Ra group, which is, as I've come to understand, is the administrator of this whole shift event and this graduation event, and that the last time there was an opportunity for graduation, I don't know if anyone took advantage of it. And they said, we don't expect a large, they use the word harvest. I don't like the word harvest. But they don't expect a large number of people to be graduating. That's what they said through Carla Ruckert. Okay, but it's, they said it's possible, but they don't expect it, a handful. And so if you've learned to hold this space, and you can help one or two other people, who was it that told me that? I think it was Joel Terry was talking about the idea that if you can hold for one other person or two other people, what an accomplishment. And that's what you're learning how to do. You're learning how to hold for yourself, and you're learning how, when you hold for yourself, you're holding for the people around you. You know, you can, you know, the Ra group says at the higher levels, service to self and service to others start to merge. And maybe you can see how that works, because if you're holding for yourself, and you start to hold yourself in a more exalted consciousness, you are also holding for the people around you. And if you're holding for others, you can't help but hold for yourself. And if the planet goes down, there's no guarantee that it won't. That is definitely one of the possibilities. If the planet goes down, everyone loses. And so, no matter how much fortunes you've piled up, what good is it if there's no planet to live on? Now, that's probably not going to happen, but it is. I mean, I asked that question a long time ago, and they said, well, if there's a predominantly negative choices of the people on your planet, then that's certainly one of the potential outcomes. So in any case, even to create 10 people that graduate this realm, 20 people, 30 people, is an enormous accomplishment. And that I know, I have a very strong feeling that there's many people who have been attending our calls long enough. How long is long enough? Varies for each person. Long enough for one person might be 3 calls, and long enough for another person might be 1 month, and long enough for another person might be 2 years. It doesn't matter. If you hold that conviction of shift and change, if you hold it, you will change, and things will happen, and you have to be willing to face your feelings of helplessness, of despair, of unworthiness, and not judge yourself, and push through them. Push through them. push, 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 push. And what does it mean to push through them? It's different for every person. It may mean getting up and taking a walk, jogging, going to Starbucks. It might mean joining team shift and talking every day. It might mean listening to the Spirit Channel for 2 hours a day and listening to the calls. It might mean anything, but every moment you spend in your 24-hour day with the intention of lifting yourself is a moment that's speeding up your process. That's why people say pray every morning, meditate every morning, meditate every evening. And you still have to live your life. It doesn't take away needing a job, money, taking care of your family, going out with your children, making your wife happy. But while you're doing all that, take a moment and affiliate yourself. Or if you're not feeling it, ask for the affiliation with the higher realms. Ask for it and do it regularly. And don't expect instant results. Be patient. Be patient. Do you know monks meditate for days and end in monasteries? And what do you think they're looking for? This experience that we're talking about right here. And you don't have to go to a monastery. You don't have to withdraw from life. You just have to hold your intention and your vision steady and consistent, and it will shift. And on that note, I don't know if we need to do a meditation today, because we've kind of gone, well, we'll do it anyway. Let's see ourselves in the group energy. God, I'm forgetting what I say. All right. Take a moment and shut your eyes. And this is a little guided visualization to move you through the experience of feeling how it feels to be more than your body, how it feels to affiliate your energies with the universe, with the Elohim and Ra, with each other, and with the earth. And the premise is that you are not your body. Who you are is really the energy that fills you. And you're in an illusion that you're a body. But the body is just the housing and the connection to the energy. Right now, we're going to go for feeling the energy. Well, imagine the earth is alive, which it is, and it has an energy. And the earth's energy is coming up through your floor. And into your feet. Can you feel a little tingling in your feet? And if you do, imagine that you're actually feeling Mother Earth, and she is communicating to you energetically back and forth. Try telling the earth that you love her. Did you notice an increase of energy in your feet? Let's move the energy from your feet to your legs, up your body, through your stomach, through your chest and neck, to the top of your head. So like a finger of energy from the earth moving through your body. Now we're going to pop through the top of our head. We'll see ourselves 1 foot above our body. And we're going to keep moving. Up to the ceiling, through the ceiling, through any apartments or rooms above you, to the roof, through the roof, up through the roof, into the sky. Terry, you're making some backup noises there, I think. And through the sky, through the clouds, we're moving through space and we're moving through time. We're moving through all of our past lifetimes. We're moving through all the history of the earth. We're moving through the solar systems. We're moving to the place where we meet each other. All of us have a point where we didn't exist as an individuated consciousness. We existed as part of a mass of light of all that is. And we individuated. We became separate. And we became aware of ourselves. And we were pure. And we were innocent, and we elected to come into this realm. And then we got molded by the ambiences of this realm. We got caught up in reincarnation, competition, jealousy, hurt. We were murdered. We murdered other people. We led armies. We were slaughtered. We were raped. We raped someone. It's in all of our tracks. I won't say all, but most of our tracks. Most of us have things like that. And that place of innocence, of first individuation, exists right now. There is no time, so everything is at the same time, or no time, and we're moving to that place of first individuation. And when we all move there, we can choose to blend our energies and touch each other. We're right on the edge of individuation. We are individuated, and we're pure, and we're innocent. We haven't been corrupted by this realm. And we love each other. We see that pureness in each of us. The purity. And we can just send love to each other and love to everyone who listens to this message, this audio. Now we can invite the Elohim and Ra groups, and all those sources that are positive in higher dimensions to join with our group energy. And you can feel that energy take a jump. This is a reference point that we're learning to have. This is what you can learn to have during the course of your week, to say, to remember this moment of connection and come back and bring it in by yourself when you're not on the call. Do it every day. You can actually listen to the call. You can play back this audio, this part of it. And now we've established this huge group energy of us and them. And this is all established before our karmic track got established. Do you understand? You've had all these lifetimes, but you started out pure and innocent. Now, simultaneously, we have the pureness and the innocence, as well as the track where we all got corrupted. So we come back down through that track, and we clear the corruption as we go. We're bringing the innocence, and we end up with wisdom at the bottom of it all, because we start to understand how we created ourselves and the things that happened to us, that we became who we are right now. And we are now connected to all that is. And we can bring that energy back through the top of our head. Now we're just going to make it like a roto-rooter, but it's not exactly the best image. This pure cleansing energy that's going to come down through our bodies, through the top of our head, down through our head, down through our neck, down through our heart. This beautiful energy scanning our body. And of course, as we get to our heart, look at any hurts, resentments, and let them go right now. Any betrayals, this is a new moment. This is really the essence of being reborn, what I think Jesus meant, being reborn. Every moment is a rebirth in that moment. And when you can access the part of yourself that when it was first individuated, that was innocent and pure, that's a rebirth. It moves through all the panoplies of all the karmic patterns that we've all developed. And that's grace in action. And we move it through our bodies, down through our solar plexus, our genitals, our legs, and into the earth again. Feel the energy. Feel the energy of connection. Remember I said we're going to feel what it feels like, not to identify with the body, but realize that we, in fact, are this energy that's occupying our body. When our bodies leave, this energy is still going to be there. We have people on our healing list today, and this is, I think, a good time to we'll go through as much as we can on this page, and then we're going to have a message from Terry, our sources through Terry, and then we'll have a planetary healing session, and not that this isn't, but it all is. And then, well, we'll go out into the world and hold these beautiful energies for the rest of the day. And so we have a princess in Baguy, Philippines, who just prays that she and her boyfriend can be reunited and live together. They love each other already. They just don't have the life situation to live in the same location. And then we have a Pat in Birmingham, Alabama, puts her daughter in the light. And she puts discernment for her daughter and her finances in the light. And we have Linda in Los Angeles. And we just put Linda in the light. Hi, Linda, if you're listening. We have Debbie in Monroe, New York. Continued blessings and healings for my girls and all beings on the planet. And then we have Roger in Nevada. Financial relief for health. Janice in Tucson. Let's put her ovarian cancer in the light. The heal, not the cancer, the healing of that. And then we have, I don't think Carla filled this out, but we put the light to Carla for her healing. And Jim and Dan in the light for all their issues. It's probably Jim Cole, if I read it correctly. And we have Barbara in Twin Falls, Idaho. Sends gratitude for all blessings seen and unseen. I put all sentient beings into the light, including pets and animals. And my brother, Bill, was having a crisis regarding his nursing home and with Medicaid. You know, sometimes if a person that's clear-headed starts petitioning on behalf of someone who isn't and makes phone calls, you would be surprised at how you can bend the system, because the system doesn't care about you, but people do. And somebody has to inspire someone in the system to connect with their care. Rosalie puts everyone who's looking for work, Coulter, Florence, Rosalie, Eddie, Carolyn, Ray, for abundance. Okay. And then we have Marcia in Panorama City, who is healing for herself, finances, for guided synchronicities, for those things that she needs to live in the right place, etc. Colleen in Sedona. Someday I'm going to meet Colleen, Sam in Sedona. Guidance for this new phase of life. Colleen, send me an email if you're not scared, and we'll come have coffee with you, okay? Rebecca in Texas. She just asked for healing. Kevin in Peoria, Illinois, working on healing in his high blood pressure. Terry in Boulder City, Nevada, sending love and light to her friend Chris, her husband Joe. Joe has MS. His condition has worsened. Chris is under much stress. Seems to me there's some natural things that work for MS. Terry, if you hear this, send me an email, and I'll give you someone to call who might have something to recommend. I'm not sure, but it's worth checking it out, okay? John in Las Vegas sends a light to his mother for healing for his mother. And thank you, John, for caring about your mother. And Mary in Texas puts her brother David in the light. His sister in the light. And herself in the light. And JK, somewhere in the USA, just put all his personal issues, job, etc. And I think for all of those of you who are listening, who did send something, who are listening on the, in the future, it still works. I want you to shut your eyes. I want you to feel this group energy. I want you to feel this connection with the universe. And I want you to think in your mind the kinds of shifts that you would like to see for yourself, for the people around you, and for our planet. Terry, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I'm going to call in the light, and we're going to have a message. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy, through our solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us on this line, all of us on the internet, and all of you listening in the future, because there really is no future. We do this while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources to address us this Sunday morning through Terry Brown. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra On, and we have grace with us this morning. We are cognizant of the things that you have each put in the light or have not even mentioned that you wish to be healed or wish to have an easier time with the jobs that some of you are looking for. for, and the first thing we do is we bring in grace. Grace comes in with sparkles, little sparkles of gold, and these little sparkles of gold light are energies which can move into the things that you are worried about and can spread throughout these little things, starting from the little points of light, a relaxation, a release, a caring coming in, that you may relax of these things that are so worrying. As these things that you are worried about have a direct connection with the things that you wish to change, the things you wish to go right, the things you wish to have connection and flow with, where there is an isolation or a blockage or not moving forward. And what grace does is come in and bring these little flecks of light, which are energy stimulators, energy instigators that can help diffuse the worry, the blockage, and can begin to bring each and every one of you relief, can begin to bring relaxation. And in the relaxation, there can begin to be a shift off of the hard, unflowing point and shift into a movement that can, and you can see within your mind's eye the potential of that barrier that you are working across to move, to shift, and you relax into it. It's not something you need to put up a barrier against. Just let it begin to flow, the energies flow. And in this way, you can move through it. You can begin to see other possibilities. You can begin to flow your energy into the area. Instead of being paralyzed, you can begin to become unparalyzed and begin to see little ways which it could change. And change is there for you. We love you more than you can imagine. And we are there, and grace is there, bringing you potential and energy potential for change in the direction that you wish to go. It is your intention that will direct where your attention goes, and where your attention goes, then you will begin to attract things in the new area of attention. We love you, and we are with you, and we leave, but we do not leave. Adonai.
Thank you. A couple more emails that have come in. We have an email here from Teresa. Dear Wynn, thank you for your work. Enjoy your calls very much. Have experienced uplifting energy, spiritual enlightenment, and more peace and contentment. Experience through working with the light, calling on the Elohim and Ra group in a meditative state, traveling to the middle of the universe, and allowing images to be shown to me. Beautiful diamond in the center. And then diamond expanded into hundreds, thousands, millions, and more. I felt that this was a picture of the light energy. Felt totally held within the light and in the arms of love and peace. Thank you for your service and your calls, Teresa. And I'll make a comment The way Teresa describes her experience indicates to me that she could very likely be an Elohim soul in this realm. People who, and there's lots of them, people who are Elohim souls have that triggering to really high expansion when they hear these calls. And that's how we've gotten that kind of comment from other people. And that's how it sounds. So it may not be necessarily your experience, because it's not my experience. I mean, I experienced tremendous expansion, but I don't experience quite what Teresa described. But maybe I would. Maybe if I was coming onto the call for the first time, and as I was at the effect of it, maybe that would be the way I would describe my experience. Michael in Amarillo is saying the chat teaching sessions at the beginning of the call have been a tremendous benefit to me. Thanks for sharing your insights and experiences with us. Thank you, Michael. You know, it's taken me time to figure out how to integrate who I am with this work we're doing, because obviously these sources are so huge, huge, and yet here I am taking up time talking, and I just realized that I was bridging it, and I was the human journalist, so to speak, marking the time and how it progresses. Because this work we're doing is not fixed. It doesn't exist in time. It's moving through time. And it's going to look different a year from now than it does now. And we are all riding along, including me, and saying, let's see. For that, we have here from Susan Rush. She says, enjoy the ride. And she quotes Hunter Thompson. Hunter Thompson was a guy that used to write articles for the Rolling Stone. I think he lived in Las Vegas. And life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. That's Hunter Thompson. He was sometimes known as a gonzo journalist. He was exposing things. I think he's dead now, so he's had his ride. And let's see if anyone else is sending in here. Nope, I think that's it. Joel, you didn't send your, you're not sending your stuff in the right format, but he's sending the light to his friend Todd, I believe. Okay, and let's see. What else here? Email notifications. All right. I can't find anything else. So what we're going to do now is use this power of group intention. And this ability to manipulate our energies through our intention. And just as we were sending the light to different people earlier and showing how that would feel, we're going to do a planetary healing with all of our intentions and our source's intent, our source's energies. And, you know, we are we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones to heal the earth, if it's possible. It's not coming from outside of us. It's not coming from God. It's not coming from Jesus. It's not coming from spaceships. It's us. We're all that is. And if we don't do it, it won't happen. Now, we can, when I say we don't do it, let's capitalize the W, because we is not just us, not just our bodies. We includes this huge panoply of group soul energies that is waiting to be asked, that is here right now, saying, we support you. What shall we do together? And we do for the highest good of all concerned. We do not creating fear. We do honoring free will. And what can we as a team do together? Well, we could move energy. We can't move it where it's violating someone else's free will. But we can move it where it's for the highest good of all concerned, where it's wanted and needed. So we are going to move energy now. We're doing it as a group and as a team. And there's no limit to our potential. You know, Jesus said, he with the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Well, how exactly does that work? It's because through your intention, you can access the universe. And so your intentions are amplified many, many times. It's one description that the Elohim used in one of our past calls was that it's like riding a bicycle, where our energy is the pedals, but they're the gears that help translate the energy to the rear wheel, so you can move much faster with less energy with a bicycle than you can when you're walking. So it's like if we could imagine our wheels turning in our head right now, not our wheels, but our pedals, and this huge chain, this is a good image, never used this before. See your temples and see yourself pedaling. And the pedals are at your temples. And there's this chain, and this is the chain that takes the energy to the rear wheel. And the chain is going up to the Elohim Ra. And we're all translating our energies into that huge sphere. You know, there's 10 times more positive energies on the other side than there is negative. Enough people did this, this whole earth would shift. Do you realize that? The whole universe would shift. And we're doing it right now, and we surround the earth with the most purest of love, light, energy. And in those areas where there is what we call negative, we just flow around them. We allow them to be. We see this energy coming close to the earth. And one of the most valuable, important resources on our planet right now are all those people who have come in from other dimensions as wanderers and who are still sleeping, still unawakened, still not cognizant of why they're here. And the indigo and the starseed children, millions upon billions of them. And many of you are those people. Many of you who discovered our work and who have resonated so strongly with it come from those places. So let us see ourselves with this light surrounding our planet, descending around all of those wanderers and light workers and star seeds. And let's see our light now surrounding some of those power structures on our planet. Usually, they're quite compromised in their intent. But we're not going to pay attention to that. We're going to see this energy giving those people that run things the opportunity to make better, more compassionate choices. So we see the energy surrounding Washington and the White House and Congress, the Supreme Court, and all those decision makers who are caught in how they're making their decisions, just that they might make them in the most compassionate, caring way, honoring the law of one. And we surround our planet with this light and look for those earthquakes, potential earthquakes, tectonic plates that could turn into earthquakes. And we surround all of those tectonic plates and ask that these shifts be gradual and away from population centers. And we can do our quick Ring of Fire, Pacific Ocean, land masses, which is the most volatile earthquake zone on our planet. And we start from the tip of South America, up the coast, Chile, up the coast, Central America, up the coast, Mexico. Even though we're doing this fast, as I do it, I want you to visualize the energy going beneath the surface of the earth and surrounding those plates up through Mexico, up through California, San Diego, Oceanside, Ventura, Los Angeles, Chris, L.A. is a hotbed, so let's focus on L.A. And then we move from L.A., up the coast to San Francisco, another hotbed. We move from, as I'm saying this, visualize the light going underneath the earth. Project it. We are the ones holding the energy, so project that energy. This is our planet. We move through Sausalito. Oakland. Concord. Hi, Francis. We move through Fairfax, up the coast of California, up the coast of Oregon, up the coast of Washington. Up the coast of Canada, Vancouver. Across Alaska, southern coast of Alaska, down the eastern coast of Russia. China, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong, Philippines, New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii, and we jump right over to the New Madrid Fault in St. Louis. We project energy all around that fault and down through it. And we just hold for the rest of the planet. Any place there's a potential earthquake, volcano, geological problem, we ask for it to be modified, and we go to drought, we ask for rain, we go to interventions, we see chemtrails being harmless. No nuclear weapons going off, please. And we just ask for the spirit of peace to descend on all those hearts that have hurt, pain, anger on our planet. You know what? I'm going to finish this call. First of all, that each of us return to the center of our own beings, our own physical locations, and we plant ourselves in the middle of our bodies, expanding outwards into the space around us, into our family, into our city, into our house. And we hold that space. And we'll finish this call with Change of Heart by Gary Grant. If you're on BBS, they may shut it down, but we'll let it run till the end on the phone call. It's 4 minutes, and we're supposed to be off in 4 minutes, so it's okay if BBS shuts us down. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for sharing your love. Thank you for being part of this grand experiment in connection with the higher realms and with each other, and transforming ourselves and our planet. And we'll see some of you tomorrow night.